Hey guys, you're listening to The Enough Podcast.
I'm Jennifer, a wife, mom of four, an author. I love having one-on-one conversations with women, talking about our identity in Christ. But most of all, I am completely in love with Jesus.
And I'm Courtney, a wife, a mom, and a West Texas woman with a passionate love for Jesus.
We declare we've had enough.
And discuss how we are enough. Hey there, guys. This week, we are just having a little bit of fun. This is going to be more casual, kind of a catch-up, because we have some updates. It's very exciting. Yay! So for a little while now, we have been sharing bits and pieces of stuff that's very personal to us in regards to our health. Jennifer has been sharing a little bit of her cancer journey with you, and I've been sharing my RA diagnosis, my rheumatoid arthritis diagnosis, and learning to walk through that. And it's been a little while since we've given you any updates on that. So that's the purpose of today's podcast.
So as we've mentioned to you all, I've had treatments every week. I had 12 treatments, and yesterday I was just able to finish. I got to ring the bell yesterday, which was
He's done with chemo. Yay!
Such a huge blessing. And then I got to come home with my sisters surprising me up my driveway. They all had a cute banner and everything that we had to drive through, and it was really, really special. You know, God has done so, so much in my heart throughout this entire journey. And I have to give him all the praise.
To go from thinking that you were only going to have four total treatments to like having this pivot, this curveball thrown at you, that you were going to have 12 treatments, mm-hmm. one every week. And it's an hour drive one way for yeah. you. Like, oh my goodness. And then part of the way through, due to our good friend COVID, your dear sweet husband couldn't be there with you, and chemo stinks. Like yeah. it's not fun. And you had to, like, due to all the precautions, he couldn't come with you. So mm-hmm.
yeah,
I mean,
that was tough.
You just had one curveball after another thrown at you, but the whole time, like, your eyes are deadlocked on Jesus and you're just chasing him. It's amazing.
You know, this whole process, has been a roller coaster. It really has. From surgery and honestly, that was kind of a mountaintop moment for me. Feeling like I heard from Jesus to speak up. Not like audible voice heard Jesus, but through my spirit.
Yeah. He told you speak up, mm-hmm. talk.
So after that, thinking that I was done, and then getting the hard hit that now I have to do chemo. And then the reaction that I had at the beginning of it, and then ending up back in the hospital the next day. And, you know, just, it was one thing after another for a long time. And then just, it kind of got into once we finally got into a rhythm of having the treatment after treatment, it was kind of the mundane, you know, just, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not seeing the big God moments, you know,
you were like just I did waiting for surgery for it to be over. Yeah.
And it was more devastating for me because I felt like I was going through this to hear from him, to learn from him, to, you know, I was kind of expecting something, I guess. And mm-hmm. it was hard to go week after week, getting pricked every single week and pretty much taking up every single Friday to go in for this treatment. Like you said, we have an hour drive there and back. And then also Tim was able to be there with me for part of it, but then after a while they stopped letting him come in, you know, and, then doing that all by myself. And, you know, the neat thing was though, is that throughout that, I was more resolved that it's okay to just go through the mundane, and learning that sometimes that's where the digging roots actually happens. That's where, when you're digging your heels in deep and you're listening and you're straining to hear from him, it's not as easy to hear from him.
Right.
And I got to hear sweet moments from him and to learn more of what God is calling me to do. And I feel like God has worked inside of me this passion that it finally was an aha moment for me in the middle of the mundane, of something that has been work in the works, honestly, for over 10 years. Yeah. And I finally looked back and saw, you know, it was as simple as one lady posting something about what she loved doing. And I just like had this explosion happening inside of me. I'm like, yes, that's what I want to do. And
what is that?
It is having one-on-one conversations with women. It is a huge passion inside of me to, I know this sounds so weird and I just don't know how else to describe it, but I just want to grab women by the shoulders and just look them in the eyes and tell them how loved they are by God. And how precious that they are. And I feel like us as women so many times just don't live in the passion, in our true identity. I mean, like what you and I talk about every week, Courtney.
Right.
And I have such a passion for that. And I want to do that one-on-one. So, I've been working on some things and, asking God to just, you know, show me each step of the way. So, you know, I've started a blog. I've, obviously we're doing the podcast and working on some other things that are still in the works that I'm all the details I haven't been worked out just yet.
If you are interested in being aware more of updates, we'll go ahead and have Jennifer's Jennifer's Instagram linked down below, as well as Enough Pod. So keep your eye on that if you are really interested in the cool things God is doing in Jennifer. Oh my goodness.
It's just, I just want to use, this pet. Like it's a passion I don't even know how to describe. But it's like my only goal. I mean, yes, I am a wife and I am a mother and those will always come first to me, as far as my priorities, but, this passion that God has given me, I want to just keep saying yes and just keep taking each step. And I honestly, guys, I don't have the qualifications. I don't feel like I'm good enough. Oddly.
Are you saying you have a stutter like Moses?
Yes, I am. I really don't feel like anything I have to say is worthy of being able to be read or listened to or anything like that. But, you know, I feel like I'm supposed to do it. So I just keep saying yes.
As your friend, I sit here and I hear you. I understand that feeling of inadequacy. I feel it all the time. But it also makes me angry because it's such a lie from Satan trying to block you from doing what God has told you to do. It makes me angry at him that he is doing that to you. So as your friend, stop. I can't fix it. I know that those feelings keep bubbling up, but my prayer for you is that the joy of the Lord will be your strength.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you look at all these amazing people and, you know, I mean, we've listed off so many of our favorite authors and books and things that we've read. And honestly, I can't say anything better than they can, you know, like they've probably said it way better than I ever could. But at the same time, I also want to encourage you who are listening that your story is still important. And God has called you to go through something for a reason that is not understandable sometimes. But when you open your mouth and share and get vulnerable, you know, I heard the quote one time that we impress with our strengths, but we relate with our weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's so true. And I always want to share my weaknesses because I am not any better than anyone else. I don't know. Where am I going with that, Courtney?
No, we're all given things that are hard for us. And it is those things that are hard for us that are the touch point for someone else to relate to you. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that there are women who have wrote amazing books who are like, yeah, I have awesome things to say. But the fact that you don't feel that way will allow someone who also feels that way to receive what you have to say so much more tenfold. Because Jennifer, when you speak, you have such a gift to sit there and be a complete open vessel for God, because you said that you feel like you don't have words, and God puts those words in your mouth and they flow straight through you, and it's powerful. And I think that is what feels like a weakness is actually your biggest gift.
Well, I appreciate that, Courtney. And, you know, I just want to encourage anybody else out there that God's got you covered. You know, something happened to me last week that will be always etched inside of me. And, you know, my husband and I, we have prayed around our home countless times.
Like Circle Maker.
Yeah, exactly. Like Circle Maker. Yes. And last Sunday, I was discouraged. I was doubting, feeling not enough. And I started reading a book and was reading the verse that we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. And I turned around, looked outside of the property that just always reminds me of Jesus' love, always reminds me of his promises, looking at the mountains. And as I was praying, I saw one of the deacons from our church walking below my window and heard voices and was like, what in the world is going on?
Am I seeing a vision? Just kidding.
You're supposed to be in church right now. Why are they here?
That's funny.
And I kind of backed away from the window because, you know, I was still in my pajamas. And I started hearing praying and I was like, what in the world is going on? So I'm crouched down, hurrying up, trying to get dressed and trying to look presentable, and then rushed out the front door. And we had probably 30 to 40 people that were surrounding our home and were praying over us. And honestly, it meant so much more to me than just the healing. It was, they came for healing. They came to pray over me for my last treatment. But honestly, if they had only known what was going on inside of my heart, what God was doing, they anointed me with oil from Bethlehem. And it was just honestly the most priceless moments, that I've ever experienced. And that's what the church is coming to your front door and being there for you. And honestly, it did so much inside of me to see that act. And I felt like God was sending an army around that same circle that my husband and I have prayed around multiple times. When God is in the middle of something, you can't stop it.
If you're walking with him, if your hand is fiercely locked in his, you may feel completely and utterly alone, mm-hmm. and that it's just you and him. And that's not true, because there's a mighty army. There are mighty angel armies, mm-hmm. by your side.
Yes. And you know, it might not happen for you the way it did for me, because everybody's story is going to be different. And that's how God made it. You know, he wants all of our stories to be different because we're all unique. And every story is so precious and it's so unique and it's so incredible all on its own, you know, and that's why it's so important. I feel like for each and every one of us to share our stories and to say it in the way that God's done it for us, you know, because I feel like when we say what God's done for us, it gives other people that, well, if he did it for them, maybe he'll do it for me too. And I can guarantee you that if he did it for me, then he will absolutely do it for you too. But Courtney, why don't you share with us what's going on inside of your heart? What's going on with you?
Oh, man. I'm sorry. Mine feels a little bit boring and a little bit sad after all of that awesomeness. So I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis earlier this year, and it was almost a relief to have some answers to why I was feeling the way I was feeling. Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease wherein your immune system attacks your joints, causing arthritis. It's not your regular old arthritis wear and tear. Anyway, it basically means that mechanisms in your body are broken and things aren't functioning the way they were designed to. And on and off throughout this year, I have really been struggling with feeling like this is something I can fight myself and that I can attack and cure on my own. There's a lot of information on the good old internet talking about autoimmune protocol diets and exercise and take this supplement and do this thing and be perfect and never have cake and exercise just like this, but not too much, and listen to your body. And if you just do it perfect enough, then you can flip the switch that is broken and go into remission. And unfortunately, it has not been that simple for me. Autoimmune diseases are never simple or straightforward, and they are tricky. I have been getting better, and then there will be days where I have a flare and it's kind of out of the blue. It's not something I can predict. And that has been very, very hard to me. In this season of living with this, it is showing me that I don't have control. And I didn't know I was a control freak. I thought I was this really easygoing, happy, bubbly workaholic, like not really a workaholic. I really enjoy working and accomplishing things and getting stuff done, all while having a great attitude. And it's interesting because this condition is robbing me of my ability to accomplish tasks, and it's robbing me of my good attitude. Yes, we have control over our attitudes and how we treat people, but it is no longer easy for me to be bubbly like I used to be. Anyway, sorry I'm being such a Debbie Downer, but it's just really interesting that this season, God is teaching me to surrender over and over and over again. Each time I have another flare, it's a reminder that I am not in control over this situation, that I have to completely rely on Him. And I know I'm a very stubborn person, and it takes a long time for me to learn lessons. And so it's interesting. The more I'm walking along this path, the more I am just trusting God. So anyway, been continuing to have updates and meetings with my doctors, and there's more to my health issues than just rheumatoid arthritis, which when I found out that there's also something else underlying going on, and we don't know what it is, but we're just going to kind of have to wait and see and slowly figure it out. Instead of feeling panicked that there was yet another thing that was going to keep me from being all the things I want to be, which is a happy, bubbly, a task accomplishing Enneagram 3, it was almost more peace, more surrender, finding out that there's more stuff going on with me. I feel like even though my body isn't healing like I want, like I am not done with chemo, or like there's no big, awesome, fun thing to share with you guys, I feel like my heart is getting better.
See, that's the big thing. And that's what I was talking about with every story is different.
Right.
You know, because your story is like so many other women in the fact that sometimes you don't get to see that finish line.
Right.
And sometimes
it's not accomplished on this side of heaven. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Sometimes it's the refining. Sometimes it's just the complete surrendered heart over and over again. And honestly, that's still something that all of us, no matter if you have a finish line, like chemo day is done, you remission. Still, yes, exactly. You still have to have that surrendered heart, no matter what in life is going to happen, because unfortunately we are in a world where there is going to be trouble and there is going to be trials. Mm-hmm. You know, it might be done with chemo, world.
Yeah.
But you know what? Who's to say that what my next trial is going to be?
Right.
You know? And I don't know what that's going to be. And honestly, it's taking everything inside of me to not think about that. What's next?
Really?
But, yes. But to just be like, nope, today I'm going to just keep living in today. You know, that's all I could do. And I think that's the one thing that I have learned in such a huge way throughout this entire thing is that I really couldn't do much. I couldn't be in the kitchen like I wanted to be. I couldn't go chase my kiddo around the house like they wanted me to, because I just didn't have the energy. I knew it would cost everything inside of me for the rest of the day if I did that. And it was really just living moment by moment and every day, one day at a time, and just going to the next treatment, just doing the next thing, do the next thing. And to be honest with you, that's really, I feel like when God gets the glory is when we can give those mundane, I feel like sometimes that's actually the hardest to give him the praise. You know, it's amazing when you get to ring that bell and we all give Jesus praise, and it's a wonderful thing to celebrate. But to be honest with you, it's just as much to celebrate when you can actually praise Jesus right smack dab in the middle of your mundane, right smack in the middle of your consistently hard every single day.
Yep. There's something to be said for getting comfortable in the not finished.
Yeah.
Getting comfortable in it won't be finished until Jesus comes back.
Right.
It won't be finished until we're sitting next to God in heaven. And so that is what I feel like I'm really learning in this walking in this season, is that as much as I wrestle against it and as much as I fight to make myself better, my healing does not lie with me. Mm-hmm. But just because I'm not healed yet hasn't diminished my faith in the one who heals. Mm-hmm.
And you're still being used. You are still being used in front of so many people just from your daily life, you know?
Well, thanks. But yeah, guys, that is where we are at. That is an update with us. And thank you guys so much for coming along with us on this journey, on this podcast. We absolutely love getting to hang out with you guys. If you ever need anything from us, please feel free to message us at enoughpod over on Instagram.
Or enoughpodladies@gmail.com.
And remember, when the going gets tough and you don't feel like you're enough,
remember you are enough.
Girl, you flowed through yours perfect.
Me.
Okay.
Like, one word, pause, one word, pause, one word, pause. I'm going to have a lot of editing to do on mine.
No, you're not.
Just from your daily life, you know?
Well, thanks. You too. Dang. Very Christian of me to say dang. Cut that out. That can be a blooper. And remember, when you...